Time for Joe Smith, 748 at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Glassman, C-Squared.
Oh, always a pleasure. Good to share time out with you, Joe.
Same as well, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, you know, some people say that the Christmas holiday is the most wonderful time of the year. I might argue it's March in basketball because you get the final conference games, you get the conference tournaments, and you need to get just a heaping mass of all the refills and seconds if you want of NCAA tournament action, Joe. And we've got you covered right here on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, after Wisconsin did what it does best and win games the final 5 minutes, moving into Saturday's regional final as a member of the Elite Eight, can the Izzo magical march continue tonight in the East Regional in the finale of our four games on the airwaves as the seven-seeded MSU Spartans battle the three-seed Oklahoma Sooners with a late tip of 10:07 or thereabouts? Izzo's success story has been well documented over the years, and it's been a foundation he learned from Dukehead man Mike Krzyzewski. You don't go to win a game, you go to win the weekend. Underseeded at 7 to begin with, about the only weak link has been the free throw shooting, but that's been a constant for MSU all season long. It's 60% currently in the tournament. The foundation piece has been defense, yielding 63 and 54 points, and they locked down the Cavaliers to get to Izzo's 13th Sweet 16 the last 16 years. But former Illini head man and veteran of March, Lon Kruger, knows something about defense and winning in March. The 24-10 Sooners out of the Big 12 make their mark defensively, but they are sneaky quick over on the offensive side of the ball as well. Guard Travis Trice and fellow senior Brandon Dawson have caught fire collectively, and seniors win, and Izzo's been there and done that with seniors playing the best of their careers, saving their best for last. Trice definitely was the difference in the Virginia win, and Dawson, since the Big Ten tournament, is averaging over 15 a game with consistency. And he'll go tonight against one of the Big 12's best inside, and that's Tayshaun Thomas. So the battle of the paint ought to be interesting to watch this evening at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. And who knows, when it's all said and done, we could have us an all-Big Ten final the first Monday in April in Indianapolis. But for now, Sparty will settle for an Elite Eight spot tonight, headed to Sunday's East Regional Final. And remember, it's been Michigan State's tournament philosophy to win the weekend. We'll tip off things tonight as the 11-seeded UCLA Steve Alford's Bruins will take on 2-seeded Gonzaga on Westwood 1 at 7:15, followed by Louisville and North Carolina State. Louisville, the 4th seed, NC State, the 8th seed, coming off its upset of Villanova. And then the 5th-seeded Utah and top-seeded Duke will play ahead of the Michigan State-Oklahoma battle. Well, we'll preview Iowa and IU baseball, Big Ten baseball, commencing out in Iowa City this weekend, and All-American diving honors for Mike Hickson and James Conner. That'll be in our Hoosier Sports Weekend Capsule coming up later.
All right, Joe, and Xavier, Arizona last night, Arizona, the 2-seed winning as well. D. Davis and his gang couldn't find some baskets late, and same thing with Wichita State. They just couldn't find a way to keep up with Notre Dame. Notre Dame shot 18 of 24 in the second half.
Well,
when you knock down threes, you get a lot of back cuts. When you make back cuts and you make threes, where are you going to defend them?
Yeah.
And they made everything. And
they were running well off the break, getting inside points in the paint, and off they went in the second half. And the same could be said for Wisconsin. I mean, 8 of 8 from the line, the final 42 seconds.
That's why they don't lose.
And Glass, they shot 58% in the second half after that 36% opening half when they really struggled offensively to do a lot of things.
Quit shooting bad shots. That's Bo Ryan's angle. Get closer to the basket. And
well, adjustments made at halftime too by that man named Ryan. He can turn around a game at halftime and has, and that's why they are where they are.
Strong point guard play. They have three of them, and they've got size. They've got guys that can shoot.
Well, Sam Decker was all American last night.
He was.
I mean, you know, come on. He is the player. I mean.
So it should be a great matchup with Arizona that comes up on Saturday. That's going to be game one to get us started tomorrow, followed by Kentucky, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's bench played 18 minutes. Two guys played 14 minutes and 4 minutes. I think they're going to need a couple more bodies against Kentucky.
Yeah.
But that's Notre Dame's problem. They're there. They can enjoy it. Kentucky, awfully good. 2 o'clock Sunday is our coverage as well. We'll get caught up with the Hoosier side of things when we come back at 8:45.
Yep.
Busy weekends. Iowa City's the focal point. So
hopefully the weather's a little bit warmer. I don't know if it will be, but let's hope that we'll be able to play some baseball and get rolling again in the Big Ten where we're 1-1.
Exactly right. And the second weekend on the road.
Yep.
Never easy, but the Hoosiers' road record over the last 2 years has been very, very good.
Sure has.
All right. Good stuff as always.
All righty, my friend.
Time for Joe on a Friday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass. Julie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Perky as ever.
You know it.
Well, that's why she's here, to prop me up.
I'm
up to 1 o'clock in the morning watching these basketball games, Joe. I'm out of gas.
I know it.
I'm getting old. I'm getting old right here in front of everybody's eyes.
I'm old. You're young.
But I take all the late-night bullets.
I'm right behind you.
Well, I'm glad you're right behind me.
Harder to get up, though, when you get older.
Well, it is.
Wow.
It's nice and warm, and you don't want to get cold. You don't want to get in, the forecast is terrible, and you don't want to get out of bed. But you get up, and you get tough, and you tough it out. What was I going to ask you about? Chuck and I, at least with this forecast, we talked about that last hour, at least we don't have a heavy home events weekend here with IU, because,
gee
nice. Whiz, if you had to drag people out at 35 degrees for this and that.
Yep.
They might not.
So we got lucky, but the Hoosiers on the road, Joe, this weekend. Tell us where we're at. And the baseballers, they were on the road last weekend, missed 2 games because of snow in State College, and they try to get their winning streak back up and running.
Well, after that midweek whitewash of Louisville, Chris Lemonis' baseball Hoosiers hop back into the Big Ten with a 3-game series set for Iowa City starting later today. Iowa, like Indiana, 1-1 in early conference play. The 19th-ranked Hoosiers have defeated the Hawks 8 consecutive times and swept the series the last 4 years, you know, dating back a couple of springs in road Big Ten play. Indiana, a sparkling 19-7. Indiana, right now in a 16-5 season to date, headed out to Iowa City. And it's interesting to note, Indiana is 6-2 in one-run games this year and has won 5 in a row. You bump it up a bit, and in 3-run games, the Hoosiers are 11-4 and winners of its last 8 such contests. Timely hitting and solid shutdown pitching have been key. Indiana going into the weekend at Iowa's recorded 10-plus hits in 13 of its last 17 and has struck out 10-plus batters in 5 of the last 6. On to the tennis, Jeremy Wertzman's fellas. They have road duty this weekend at Wisconsin and Minnesota. Lynn Loring's women's tennis netters, they continue a long road stretch with matches this weekend at Penn State and Ohio State to conclude a 5-match road trip. Indiana's 11-4, 2-1 in the Big Ten. They'll get tested this weekend. Penn State is off to a 4-2 start in conference play, and Ohio State has won all 5 of its Big Ten matches. All-American honors continue to roll in for Drew Johansson's divers. The fellows are out in Iowa City for the NCAAs. And last night, freshman James Conner and Mike Hickson finished 4th and 5th, respectively, in the 1-meter springboard competition. Conner posting a career best 437.85 points off the board. 3-meter competition is coming up later tonight. Indiana currently, the fellows of Ray Luz and the divers of Drew Johansson sit in a tie for 13th after day 1 with 29 points. Well, after earning indoor All-American honors as heptathletes, juniors Stephen Keller and former North Cougar Dylan Anderson, 3rd and 5th in the outdoor decathlon event out at the Texas Relays down in Austin. Majority of Ron Helmer's crew, they're out in Tempe, Arizona this weekend as they compete in the Big Ten Pac-12 Challenge. Michelle Gardner's softball Hoosiers open a 3-game series later tonight over in Illinois. Well, East and South Regional Sweet 16 play continues tonight on the airwaves. Compliments of Westwood 1 at 7:15. Pregame will be at 7. First up on the docket sheet will be 11-seeded UCLA against 2nd-seeded Gonzaga. And we'll add 4 more to the Elite 8, joining Kentucky, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and Arizona, who all won last night. By the way, football spring practice continues this weekend using basically the Mellencamp interior field alongside the practice field as well. Football is scheduled 1 of 2 pro days for Monday, by the way, starting at 9. Rowing has Dayton out at Lake Lemon. Should be chilly out there this weekend for the women for various sets of competition. Amy Burberry's soccer Hoosiers, they are are scheduled to host Dayton tonight at 7 o'clock out at Armstrong Stadium. And as we've mentioned this weekend, the annual Little Five qualifications for the 65th men's race and the 28th annual women's race at Armstrong Stadium. The quals are set to start at 8 tomorrow. May run until 8 or 9 under the lights on Saturday if you're going out to bundle up. By the way, a local note and congrats to All-Staters, the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association Subway. 2015 All-State team is out in honors to Bloomington South's backcourt duo of Johnny Jaeger and Tucker Blackwell. Honorable mention to Cougars' Jake Treadway and Musa Jallo, as well as to Edgewood's outstanding forward, Austin Renard.
And four state champions will be crowned at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Joe, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, it is championship weekend, and Bar Reeve is still in it. They're just down the road from us, and they will play in the Class A game, and it will be officiated, by the way, by Marcus Devereaux and also
Piller.
One David Piller, the first educator.
First time ever tooting the whistle on the big floor, right? First finals ever appearance for those gentlemen, so nothing but the best of luck to them as well. Hopefully they're not the story, and that's not their job anyhow. Those games, I believe, you can find on Fox Sports Midwest. If you have that on your cable, they should show those all. Wrapping up the 8 o'clock game is Homestead and
Evansville Wrights.
Well, I was just thinking, the Evansville team that scores 100 every game. That's the one I was thinking.
Well, they're still averaging 92.
Not bad.
Wow.
10 times over 100 this year, so that's an interesting matchup.
It is.
And as you mentioned, hoops tonight. We'll have hoops tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. Wisconsin, Arizona, number 1 versus number 2 in the West, followed by Kentucky and Notre Dame, number 1 and number 3 in the Midwest. Sunday at 2 o'clock, we'll poise tonight's winners. And those will be our final two teams on the road to Indianapolis, the Final Four, a week from Saturday right here on WGCL. Coverage at 4:30, and I'd hate to leave out that the Cincinnati Reds will be returning to the radio in 10 days or in 11 days as they take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Our first broadcast game is Wednesday, April 8th. It's 2 days after the national championship game.
There
so
you go.
Plenty of stuff going on.
115 games this season.
Awesome. And the Reds down in spring training. Speaking of training, spring practice, you mentioned IU football. Nate Sudfeld, if people are wondering, took all the reps yesterday, so that means his arm is hopefully healing and moving the right direction. I wouldn't think he'd take that many snaps if there was an issue, so always good stuff. The only thing we learned from spring practice in football is who gets hurt. That's it. Everything else done, we'll see what happens. You got all summer to do this. You got all fall to do it, so... no point in jumping in that.
Nope.
April 18th is the spring game. That'll get you ready to go right before a little five weekend, too. So exciting times on that. Great stuff.
All righty.
Enjoy the golf at Valero today, Joe.
Well, let's hope the winds subside a bit. You don't win a tournament in round one, but they'll well remember what happened Thursday.
The luck of the draw is simply that. And winds gusting at 45 miles an hour. More, 15 guys shoot 80 on a PGA Tour event.
Wow.
I don't like wind. They don't practice in it. They don't like to play in it.
No.
Good stuff as always, Joe. We'll get caught up Monday morning to review all of the above.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Smith joining us every Friday morning, Monday morning live on the telephone.